All right, so this video, I just wanted to make this really, this isn't gonna be talking about women or anything. This is gonna be talking about more like on my experiences of being in Europe. And well, it's gonna be about women, but it's gonna be more about like my focuses on my personal dilemmas and issues with being here. As you know, from all different from not all maybe not all different perspectives, but from other perspectives. Okay, so obviously I'm a black guy living in Europe. And obviously, you know, I'm not like a fake thug or anything like, I mean, I have tattoos, but I'm not like a fake thug or anything like that. I don't listen to a lot of rap music. I couldn't tell you who the starting lineup on any basketball team is. I always kind of stay in touch with the NFL, but like I'm not like super duper into it type of thing. I just completely view it as chess on grass because I let now I play a lot of chess. I play a lot of chess. I went to college. I got 4 degrees. I had a very brief stint in the Marines. Like I said, I'm just not that stereotypical black dude. And with that being said, what I found like when I was like what because when I was in South America, it was the same thing. See, like American media is a very strong force and throughout the world. Meaning, like they can make a movie here. And then put it out in other, you know, in other countries. And other countries at least have some awareness of the English language at least. And then they're still getting, you know, their native language subtitles. So they're getting all our media. So however we're portrayed in media in America, it's pretty much that same stereotype. It gets pushed on the whole world. So this is why I say like in a video a while back about Tinder. Like if you're a white man over 6 foot tall. And you're not, you know, 455 pounds, you know, most women are immediately going to put you first because this is what media pretty much tells women to like. Because every form of media, like that demographic of human is the savior for the whole world. Every fucking movie. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to say like race, I'm not trying to scream racism or anything like that. I'm just stating just the obvious. Because, okay, well, also what I want to make clear is, throughout this video, I'm not trying to make like a racist thing, okay? Because I believe that everybody is just their own ingredient to, like, for instance, to a cake, right? Like, you might be pepper, so you don't go in cake. You go in hot dishes, or you might be sugar, so you can go in cake, but you don't go in, you know, chili, you know, in most cases. Or you see what I'm saying? Like, everybody on the planet is their own ingredient, and everybody has their strength. And weakness, and you know, there's mental issues that go along with everyone, and no one gets away from it. Okay. Now, with that being said, like with my time of traveling, I'm always kind of like that. I'm kind of like floating somewhere in limbo because I think, like, from media, because I think media, since media is so powerful, when people don't come across a certain demographic of people, like. Their first thought is, well, what did I see? Well, you know, what do I know about them? What did I see in a movie? What did I see? You know, does the president look like them? You know what? Like, and it gets so awkward. So for me as a black guy, like, it gets really awkward when I deal with some people because it's like they feel the urge to tell me that they love Barack Obama. When we're not even talking about anything that had to do with Barack Obama or presidents or political or anything, like, it's clear like they're trying to. You know, they're trying to I guess make me feel comfortable or something. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's fucking annoying. Like, and it's one of those things like I really just try to just hope we could just like blow past it and get on to something else. Or it's like the whole Dave, like if something funny comes up, then people always have to mention Dave Chappelle, which they're around a black guy, and the black guy's supposed to know everything about it. Like, that shit's fucking annoying, man. Like, I don't walk, like, I mean, this is just my perspective. Like, I don't walk around and bring up, I don't know, who the fuck, I don't even know who a white person's role model would be. But, like, I don't walk around talking about Garth Brooks. So we out here eating cake and talking about, you know, the sunset, and I start bringing up Garth Brooks out of nowhere. Like, I don't do that shit. But anyway. Okay, the reason for this video was kind of getting more in the area of the dating market with this problem. Because I'm talking to, well, I'm talking, and I'm getting ready to delete her. I end up talking to this girl, and it's just, like she had to make clear, like she only talks to black guys, she's only dealing with black guys, And like, obviously, I'm not that stereotypical Black dude. So like I said in a couple videos back, what tends to happen in these situations is you're pretty, as a Black guy, especially outside of America, you are supposed to fit in one of two categories. The first category is usually like, you know, the piece of shit street sweeper janitor dude, or, you know, that's a fake thug, but he's dirty and he's scruffy looking and fucked up and uneducated. Or you're on the other side. You're like extreme successful. You're a basketball player. You're that, you know, the Black doctor or something like that. But like, if you're that guy who, you know, is floating in the middle, you know, you're not very tall, but you're not, you know, you're not dirty and fucked up. You know, you're well educated, blah blah blah. But you're not like, you know, insanely rich. Like the majority of population just doesn't know what to do with you if you're like in the middle of it. Either you're a piece of shit or you're fucking like, you know, celebrity status, or here, like, they just don't really know which way to really, they really don't know which side to really kind of align you more with. So it kind of just falls off. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't say falls off, but like, that, I want to say it makes them uncomfortable. Like, and that shit is really annoying, man. Cause like, from my perspective, like, I just want to hang out with motherfuckers. Like, just sit down and just be with motherfuckers. Like, I like to play Mario Kart too. Like, I like to sit, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because I'm Black, it doesn't mean like I'm always sitting up listening to rap music and, you know, all this shit all the time. Like, I just find it fucking annoying, man. And maybe, I don't know, maybe, you know, all the other groups of people that they have something, like Spanish people, like they you might get mad because everybody thinks they're from Spain, whatever the fuck. Like, I don't know their thing. Or like Caucasian white people, they may you guys may feel fucking pissed off because everybody thinks that you got good credit or something. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? Like, what I'm trying to say is everybody has their thing. And I'm just kind of working through that right now, especially with the dating market, man, because the dating market is like fucking annoying as a Black dude. Because as a Black dude, you pretty much end up a fetish most of the time. Especially as a black person, either people don't want anything to do with you because they just don't know how to categorize you as a Black person. And also they don't want to have to explain, like, you know, being seen with you and what you do and all this shit like that and how you are. Like, a lot of people, they just don't even want to have to deal with that, which I get it. It's life. It's just humans. It's what people naturally segregate. It's what we do. But then, like, on the other hand, like, it's like the other extreme. You're a complete fetish specialty. And that's fucking annoying. Because now, like, since I've been traveling and experiencing it, like, now I understand how girls feel when guys are strictly talking to them because they think they're just pretty. Like, I get it. I get how some girls find that, like, really fucking disgusting. I really do. Because it's like, once you know that somebody's just here because of this one trait you have, like, it's like, well, like, I'm a whole other person outside of this shit. Like, if you were coming up to me for just this trait, then we just fuck and that's it. And you just get high off that trait. Like, why I go to brothels? Like, I don't go to brothels to talk to bitches. I go to brothels to point out the one who has the physical traits that I'm looking for. Fuck her and leave. I'm not sitting there holding, like, there's the one, I have one older one who I do talk to. And that really, and I think we both naturally seen eye to eye on that. It's like, we both completely understood what it was. And I think we kind of developed a friendship off of that, off of, you know, understanding everything I'm pretty much saying now, how you're judged off of one thing. So we're not friends. We're just going after one thing out of each other. And I think we naturally met that, came that middle ground that became friends. But for the other, you know, 99 out of 100 girls down there, I don't talk to those bitches. I just fuck them because what they look like. And then I just immediately walk out. Like, I don't hang out with them. You see what I'm saying? Unless they rubbing or touching something. But yeah, man, like that's just my thing, man. So this video was definitely not about talking about women's nature. This is more, I think, talking about more along the lines of just human nature. Like I said, this was not meant to be like a racist video or anything like that. I'm just purely speaking like from my side of it. And in a normal dating world, it can get it's actually pretty disgusting. Like it really is disgusting. And I see why some girls can be the way they are, because it really is disgusting for someone that is clearly only liking you because of one, and they're clearly like either being nice to you or liking you because of like one area of your traits. You see what I'm saying? Like there's a whole, but I mean, now on the flip side, I see like how guys do that, because how I say in other videos, like most women are not genuinely interesting people. So that's pretty much the only thing you can be interested in a lot of them. So that it's a little bit it's still fucked up, but there is more of a reason, I think, behind that. Whereas like guys can genuinely become either interesting or want to do interesting things later. You see, like we can do that. So like for me, it's definitely more disgusting. But like I think on the other side, with a lot of women, pretty much after you get too far past a lot of your looks and that physical costume she's wearing of, you know, shapely woman, once you get past that, it's just nothing but misery with a lot of them. So I can understand why guys do that more with women, but I can also see why women find it annoying. but from my perspective, man, like I'm probably gonna just stop talking to this girl, because it's just, and she's 25, 25 year old girl. And like, I'm just like, no, like I just don't want, I'm just not in the mood to be somebody's fetish. Let me just say that. Like if there's any like organic talking going on, that kills all the fetish part of my brain. I don't know if I explained that well, but like as soon as like, it's like the more I talk to a girl and like truly get to know her as a friend, like the lower my ability is to just plow her, to break her back in. It kills it. It really does. And I think this works both ways too. The more both sides talk, the higher the chances of friend zoning happens. Because you can't, because unless you find like those handful of like lucky, relatively lucky scenarios, the more you get to know someone, the less of just a pure sex object they become, and the more of a human they become. As like the more of a human they become, like you can't do the whole sex object fucking with them. Like when they're just a sex object, then you could, that's like the best sex you can usually have. Like I say, older women, older, like I say 30 and up are usually the best sex objects, as long as you don't talk to them a lot. Those would be the best fucks you'll ever have. But yeah, this video, I was just kind of ranting, man, because I'm just dealing with that right now. But it's only, this is probably the shortest video I had in a while. But yeah, that's it.